This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The debate has begun on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. over a Democratic-led effort to remove President Donald Trump from office. Democratic lawmakers accuse him of inciting supporters who stormed and attacked the Capitol last week. Democrats pushed Republican lawmakers to disavow the president's false allegation that President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election was illegitimate. The claim, bolstered by President Trump himself, has enraged his supporters and prompted the violence in Washington that left five people dead, including a police officer. Meanwhile, President Trump denies any wrongdoing. Making his first public appearance since last Wednesday's riot, President Trump defended the remarks he made to supporters at a rally before they stormed the center of the American government, and also lambasted Democrats for pushing ahead with a drive to impeach him for an unprecedented second time. The president spoke to reporters as he left for a trip to the U.S. state of Texas Tuesday, saying, quote, "What I said was totally appropriate." He went on and said, "I want no violence." The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations briefed the media Tuesday during a news conference. During the briefing, the FBI said it had opened 160 cases following the storming of and attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. U.S. Acting Attorney Michael Sherwin said 70 cases have already been charged, and he expects that will grow into the hundreds. Following the briefing, six top lawmakers on the House of Representatives committees said that they are worried about their safety in the near future. More is on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's travel minister announced Tuesday divers have recovered the flight data recorder from an airliner that crashed into the Java Sea Saturday with 62 people on board. The flight recorder was brought to a port in Jakarta where it was shown to the media. At a news conference, transportation officials said they heard two pings when they found the flight recorder, indicating the cockpit recorder was nearby and they were confident it would be recovered soon. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed an impeachable offense after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are pushing to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. A top British police official says officers have issued about 45,000 fines for COVID-19 restriction violations, and they will continue to issue more to keep the infection from spreading. The chair of Britain's National Police Chiefs Council, Martin Hewitt, made the comments at a news conference along with the Home Secretary, Priti Patel. Hewitt said he makes no apology for the fines levied because too many people were still choosing not to abide by the rules. He warned there would be more officers out on patrol to catch those who he said were endangering us all. Britain is among the countries hardest hit by the pandemic. A third Democratic member of the House of Representatives has tested positive for COVID-19. This comes after lawmakers were forced into lockdown during the Capitol riot. Many Republican lawmakers were also in the room and refused to wear masks, according to fellow politicians' statements and video from the room. Brian Schneider released a statement announcing his diagnosis and said, quote, "I was forced to spend several hours in a secure but confined location with dozens of other members of Congress. Several Republican lawmakers in the room adamantly refused to wear a mask, even when politely asked by their colleagues." Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal also said Tuesday that she tested positive and criticized Republicans for refusing to accept offers to wear masks during the harrowing lockdown. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Moscow authorities have formally asked a Russian court to jail him. They say he violated terms of his parole dating back to a 2015 suspended sentence. It's the latest twist in a lengthy political fight between Navalny and the Kremlin. We have more on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.